The Northern Soul
Podcast. Welcome to October's Northern Soul New Music Podcast with me, Lucy McNamara. Coming up, tracks from Ruby and the Ribcage and Tasha Comito. But first, this old favourite from Depeche Mode. Enjoy the silence. Great track to kick off this month's podcast. In each podcast, of course, we bring you snippets of an interview with a new band or artist, and sometimes just someone of general interest. Well, this month, I'm at the band Easy Kill at a Didsbury tea room, which you might know, called The Art of Tea. The band are Theo, Alex, Ronan and Tom. They've just been signed. More about that later on in the podcast. The first track of theirs I listened to is called Fierce Father. You heard a bit there. And here's what happened when I asked Theo the question, who's it about?
I guess it's about my dad. And then I just like the idea of Fierce Father because, in terms of literary stuff, father is the Lord. And then I like the idea of how, like, a dad is probably a more realistic representation of a father figure. Because, let's face it, God isn't all that good. Like, so it's a bit more realistic to put it into human terms. Father's probably something that you could look up to a bit more realistically.
I also just think it's quite a funny image, like, praying to God and then your dad answering
all of our lyrics I'd say were like quite darkly comic. We're all pretty self-aware, so I guess the initial image of the song is like getting down on your knees and praying to the Lord and then your dad responding, because that's kind of like the best you can get. I don't think there is a big parental issue, like, as in I'd say my dad was quite relaxed and he's always been quite accepting of what I want to do, but I guess that the song is more of like my guilt anyway. Sometimes it's even harder when they're so chilled out because you're trying to like prove them even more that what you're doing is like right. Because he's just like, oh, it's fine, do what you want to do, it'll work out. And then I want to come back every week with a report of how it is working out. I guess that's more of the area that I'm from, like the pressures of looking at everyone around you and wanting to prove. That's where the guilt comes from, not from my dad. It's probably, you know, wanting to show him that, you know, what I want to do is worth something, even though he says he knows, but I kind of want to show that anyway.
Well, so what do you think is the hardest part of following this dream of being musicians?
Money and time is probably the biggest one.
My mother?
My mother is Fierce Father's Fierce Father, essentially.
She's who I was subconsciously proving something to, Ronan's mum.
So actually, Fierce Father's not about father, it's about your mother.
No, see, that's it, yeah. We're all doing all sorts of gender binaries here, yeah.
I don't know, I'd say time. It's time, and then maybe you get to a certain point in your 20s where your mates are starting to like push on with their careers and doing what they should be doing or what they think they should be doing, and there's a lot of talk about that, and I don't know, getting a promotion or whatever and that kind of stuff, and like that does weigh on you a bit when you're doing something that has kind of seemingly far less rewards for a very long space of time.
It's walking that line, isn't it, between refusing to accept that their way is the right way and that we've definitely got it right, and then being that 50-year-old that's like still playing open mics with no shoes on. There's a line to walk, isn't there?
As
you get older, you get closer and closer. Like, me and Theo are a little bit older than the other two guys, so I think we probably feel it a bit more than they do.
Yeah, those years, it's only like two, three years, but they really make the difference, I guess. Like, it's hard to like not feel like a bum, I guess. I'd say the hardest thing is confidence. Like, money is really hard, time is really hard. The amount of driving we do is a pain in the arse.
The amount of driving you do?
The amount of driving solely I do is a pain in the arse. But I guess it's confidence, because you go through peaks and troughs. Like, at some points you know that it's definitely the thing you're supposed to be doing, and then maybe the next practice doesn't go as well, and then you get thinking about everything else and you're just like, oh God, maybe it would be easier just to be a normal human.
Never let you go. Never.
come down into. Thank you.
blast from my past with the Be Good Tanyas and Rain and Snow there. I saw them at the Royal Albert Hall in about 2005, maybe 2006, I can't remember exactly. And it was great, but I do remember that they had a new album out at the time. And as a lot of bands will do on a tour, they showcase the new material. And these guys did exactly that, but they didn't play any of their old stuff, which was a bit sad for me, really, as they didn't really get over to this country much at the time. So it's a bit disappointing, really. Anyway, moving on, before that I played you Ruby and the Ribcage, who I've also seen live, actually, at a tiny festival in Suffolk. Ruby formed the band in 2011 in an East London flat, and she soon had her ribcage all intact. I'm Lucy McNamara, and you're listening to the Northern Soul Podcast. Now back to my band of the month, Easy Kill. In this part of the interview, we talked about their favourite venues in Manchester and also the other bands that have inspired their music.
My favourite that we've played in is I like Castle Hotel in Northern Quarter. Don't know what.
Deafinitude was pretty great as well.
Deafinitude was awesome.
I like Deafinitude.
Yeah,
I do actually really like that.
Fallow Cafe's home, isn't it?
Right.
Actually, yeah, that's my favourite.
Deafinitude was probably collectively our favourite gig. It was like, it felt like a nice height. Apart from those smoke machines.
Yeah, I was joking.
Yeah, but the venues. Cool, and it was kind of a pleasure to play there.
Yeah.
And then apart from that, yeah, I guess I like Castle Hotel just because I think the room's nice. Every time we played in there, it sounded all right.
Quite intimate. Yeah.
Now, going to inspiration behind your music. So we touched on lyrics and the, you know, people that you've used in your music and what have you. But actually, your musical inspirations, what would you say they are? And each one of you, I guess, will have an individual have individual inspiration. So let's start with you, Tom.
I speak on behalf of most of us, and that I think we all have fairly broad set of like US-led influences, like more than English bands. So basically, a lot of the great bands of the last 10 years, such as The National, Grizzly Bear, that like might feel like more obvious comparisons to us, I think are always going to be there. But then, I don't know, personally, I'm always really into like kind of quite a lot of dream pop stuff, and that's more 80s English stuff as well. So I guess some of it, yeah, for me particularly.
And that's your sort of stuff you're listening to?
Yeah, that's probably where I'd like to see like marrying those two things, because I don't think that's been done that much at the moment.
Yeah, I have sort of the same base in that whole US alt and post scene, but I love Explosions in the Sky and Mogwai. I really like big guitars. I have to get reined in quite a lot and told off for just making too much noise. I really like Wall of Noise a lot. Explosions in the Sky, definitely the big one. Just constantly trying to find that tone.
I think it's really difficult to say what someone else does, how that affects you in a direct way kind of thing.
It's almost like you imagine it more as the overall picture, less than what you're bringing to it.
Yeah. But they definitely have some sort of bearing on what you're doing. But in terms of, for me, Radiohead are always a huge influence. I think they're doing some really great things on a large scale. Interpol as well, one of my favourites.
Interpol,
I really do like.
But then...
Band from, they're from Montreal.
Montreal.
Canadian band, really cool, kind of poke punky kind of blazer. Think the Fall.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Sonic Youth and David Byrne stuff.
Friends behind.
So that was Ought from Montreal, a band that Easy Kill say they're listening to a lot. More from the guys later, but vocalist and producer Natasha Comito has this. It's called Idiot Proof.
Coming back from this road, and there's nothing else to say. I put some clothes in a plastic bag, so I'll be on my way. And I just don't wanna say to you to make you change your mind. Of your life.
magnitude of your ignorance defeats me. And to say that you're unkind is but a slur. You're like a 12-year-old location wearing hoodie. You're friendly until a point. In the space of one night, cause we both got drunk and we fucked about. But when I woke up, I remembered that I knocked you out and I don't know what to say to you to make you change your mind.
Jordan Allen, a four-piece from Bolton there with Set in Stone. They're playing at the Blackburn Museum in December. Now, a quick look at other bands playing in the North with this month's gig guide. Jamie XX Live is playing the Albert Hall Manchester on the 16th of October. The Bohicas are playing Sound Control in Manchester on the 4th of November. The Unthanks are playing the Castle Armoury in Bury on Saturday the 17th. Hot Chip are playing the Albert Hall in Manchester on the 17th of October too. The Editors play the Manchester Academy on the 22nd. And Beach House play the Ritz on the 27th. So there you are, lots of live music happening. And of course, those bands are all touring. So look on their websites and you could find a gig closer to home if you're not based in Manchester. I'm Lucy McNamara and you're listening to the Northern Soul Podcast now. Now, back to Easy Kill, this month's featured band. I asked them how they describe their sound.
Dreamy and dreary.
Dreary, yeah.
But then I think also if you're going to be a bit more like genre specific, like the fact that you were just talking about the singer-songwriter thing, it's like marrying that singer-songwriter, like focus on lyrics with something that's kind of dynamic and driving behind it. So like so many bands, they're just...
But then
plump the lyrics on top of the music and it's not really there, whereas I think that maybe...
Yeah, that's like, that's like definitely a singer-songwriter like trait, but like I don't watch you call that as soon as it hits the band context. Like I guess loads of the bands that we like that do a similar thing, like The Antlers or Grizzly Bear or Deer Hunter or The National, they just quite broadly call themselves indie rock or alt rock.
Yeah, alt rock. Which I guess is rock,
which is what we have been doing. Yeah. Like it's quite a good broad term, but then people want specifics, so we started saying doom pop for a bit.
Okay.
Which I really like the term doom pop, but I think we need to get.
Yeah, it's pop songs, like, but like just a bit dreamy and like and doom.
But not at that tempo. It's not that.
Yeah,
tempo.
No, it is actually quite slow. Yeah, in terms of sonically, although, like there's a lot of I like well, especially with the stuff we're working on at the moment, I do think there's a lot going on, even electronically. Generally, I think that's probably a fair thing to say. It's one right. Slow pop songs.
Well, yeah, that's. I'm kind of waiting for Andy to come in until we can all out call it doom pop. Because we're getting a friend of ours called Andy to, you know, hopefully he's going to be like a live member and start playing some of the kind of keys lines and realizing some of the stuff that we have time to do when we're making like a record, like add in the other elements. So I think with more synthy kind of warm elements, we'll be able to legitimately call it doom pop.
Now the final question really is, what's in the pipeline for you? Or, you know, what are you up to? Because there's some quite exciting things going on. I believe.
Yeah, we've got our second EP coming out. It's going to be called Sermons. That's been signed now by a new label from London called My Little Empire. They're very new, but we liked them as people, and they have ability like to do a lot of press stuff, which they've proved to us. So yeah, that's really exciting. I think provisionally we've said like February for that, So at the moment we did all the kind of live like main part recording over the last month or so, and now we're kind of working with our sound guy Chris to get all of our other like MIDI elements, like the keys and like overdubs of vocals and stuff, to get that in.
Is it very different from what we heard before? Also some of the singles that I talked to you about, which is it different?
Yeah. In some ways, yeah.
I think everything about it is a bit of a step up, like more complex, more like layered, and more thought has gone into it. So hopefully that will come out when people hear it.
Yeah, there's more of a definite idea behind it, I guess. Yeah. Like the last one was just like we wanted to get an EP out, whereas this one's like we want to get an EP out, but what do we really want to do with it?
I think we've all learned to tell each other off a lot more over this EP as well, whereas before, Theo would write a song and then we'd all just write whatever part and not really question what each other were doing. Whereas on this EP, I've certainly been whipped into shape a couple of times.
With my drumstick.
Which has been nice. We're all willing to give each other a bollock, and if it's going to make the overall product a lot better.
Yeah.
I just think there's a lot more complexity to everything on this one.
Definitely, it's been thought differently. Like, there's two tracks on this EP that I actually put vocals over after we'd done the music, which is like was new ground for me at the time. Like, so it's definitely moved away from like me just writing a song and then it becoming a band song. Now it's like sticking ideas together in a more intelligent way.
So it's also a bit darker, say sound wise is a bit.
I think the artwork and everything's gonna reflect that as well. It's just still a bit more.
It's a step up, is what we want it to be.
Carried along a long time. Cast aside, the sea is roaring. Greater shores soon. Cast aside in a sea of longing. The tide is calling.
Thank you.
Rivers is former Doves members Jez and Andy Williams' new band. The brothers began recording music late last year, and The Ship was their debut single. Before that, I played you the track Don't Mind by the Slow Readers Club, who could well be next month's featured band interview. I'm Lucy McNamara, and this has been October's Northern Soul New Music Podcast. Please get in touch with any bands you may want to hear, signed or unsigned, and you can reach me on Twitter at Lucy_McNamara. Thanks for listening.
The
Northern Soul
Podcast.